Does the Bible really say that? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Today's Devo reminds me of a conversation I was having with God earlier. I've been looking for guidance on something and really wrestling with God's position on it. And so, I've also been doing a lot of doom scrolling on Instagram lately. And this particular subject that I'm struggling with kept coming over again and again in my feed. Of course, I would like the videos and then more and more would come up. Each video with different perspectives. For a while, you know, it would be the same perspective. And then a totally different one. Most claiming to be biblically sound. And I found myself convicted and then reassured and then convicted and then reassured again. But mostly I found myself confused and full of anxiety. What's true? Well, that's sort of what we're talking about in today's Devo. It's called Say What? By Allison Wilson Lee. One summer, I was a bored 13-year-old who needed something to do. So I decided to offer piano lessons at my family's home. After all, I'd had almost 2 years of piano instruction myself, though I wasn't taking lessons or even practicing much at the time. My grandmother had given us her out-of-tune piano. I could teach kids to play on that. I'd created a summer job. I haphazardly made a sign and planted it at the end of our driveway, miles out in the country. The next day, my brother asked, "You're teaching piano lessons all summer?" His question sobered me. Who was I to be teaching the art of piano playing? I simply wasn't qualified. Later that afternoon, I removed the flimsy sign. Not all who present themselves as experts, or in my case, teachers, belong in that position. This is especially important when it comes to offering insight into Scripture or what God wants for His followers. When we put our trust in Jesus, believing the gospel or the good news that He died on the cross for our sins and rose from the grave to save us, we receive God's gracious forgiveness, eternal life, and His Holy Spirit to dwell within us. The Holy Spirit guides us in understanding the Bible and discerning right from wrong. Encouragement from faithful Christ followers helps too. But what happens when those we look to for help send a message contrary to the gospel? Like my friend who said God wants us to have nice things. Maybe? Or the woman who suggested the Bible teaches reincarnation, the concept of one person living many lives over and over again. What? Some say God desires to bless His people with great financial wealth. Really? Or, if you desire to get married, God will certainly bring you a spouse. Always? We will occasionally hear confusing things. Thankfully, when we do, we can look to Jesus. As we read His Word, His Spirit will help us understand what God really says. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. What teachings have you heard that cause you to wonder, does the Bible really say that? Have you ever asked someone which Bible passages lead them to think the way they do? Why is it important to read God's Word for ourselves and prayerfully test whether someone's instructions align with Scripture, as seen through the lens of the gospel? As you and I can read in 1 Corinthians 2:12, "And we have received God's Spirit, not the world's Spirit, so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Colossians 2, 6-10, as well as 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12-16, and 1 John chapter 4, verses 1-16, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Are there any topics that you've heard preached or taught on recently that you just kind of questioned? Well, I encourage you to do a little bit of research, and then head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you could write for us. Because if you've had a question, chances are other people have too. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Freedom in Christ with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.